I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. We go to a supermassive black hole that is disappointing. It's not rotating fast enough. We expected it to rotate faster. Bob, how fast should it be going? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, this is a black hole in a quasar that's about 3.5 billion light years away. And it is the most, it is the heaviest blast, supermassive black hole that they've ever been able to measure the rotation of the black hole. They use the Chandra X-ray observatory because with X-rays and how it affects the space around it, you can measure the rotation of the black hole. And this black hole, by the way, is also the heaviest they've ever mentioned the rotation. It's between 3 and 30 billion times the mass of our sun. There's a little bit of margin of error there, but, you know, it's heavy. It's big. But, yes, it is slower. It's rotating much slower than they expected. Most supermassive black holes, they measure the rotation. They rotate close to the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. This one is really a slowpoke, John. It's only going half the speed of light. It's only rotating, what is that, about 90,000. And miles per second. Pretty slow, pretty tedious. I mean, you know, what can you say?
I'm disappointed in its speed. Now we go to a mirror that you report is bigger than Hubble's. Where, Bob?
Yeah, this mirror is being built for a JPL atmospheric balloon telescope, space telescope. It's going to look into astronomy, but it's going to be on a balloon. And the mirror is comparable, slightly larger than the mirror that is on Hubble. It's 2.5 meters wide, this mirror. It's being built by an Italian company. The mirror has now been finished. It's got to be installed. They hope to launch this balloon where it will circle the South Pole for a period of about up to 4 weeks in December of 23. What's interesting about this is the balloon project itself will, of course, get some science, but what's really being tested here is the technology to build the mirror as well as the structure that holds it, because that kind of technology is what this Italian company is doing is fast and quick and less expensive than the glass mirrors that Hubble has and that the telescopes use on the ground. This technology is improved. You're going to be able to build telescopes in space much cheaper.
Telescopes in space was always going to be desirable, Bob. Always.
Yes. And, that's the way to go. That's going to be the future of astronomy, no matter how much they complain about constellations or satellites. They've got to get telescopes.
And the destruction of the ozone layer to put them in space. Okay, fine. Now we have good news that the cockroaches are to be memorialized. But the less than good news is that the moon dust is once again in the possession of, what is it? Who owns it, Bob? The people of the United States? Who owns that moon dust?
NASA has claimed repeatedly that it owns every speck of dust that came back on the Apollo missions. And so there was an experiment that a scientist did where he was given a little bit of moon dust to see if it would kill cockroaches if they ate it. I actually don't know the result of that experiment, but the descendants of that scientist wanted to auction off the dust. They actually did auction off the dust and the cockroaches, and then somebody else who bought it wanted to auction it again, and that's when NASA stepped in and demanded it had the legal ownership, and the auction had to be stopped. NASA is very possessive.
I read, Bob, that you get the three dead cockroaches with the dust, right?
It's a good deal, John.
Now, the moon dust didn't kill the cockroaches. They're 50 years old. Cockroaches naturally fade. Lava tubes. We have 30 seconds, Bob. Where are they?
30 seconds. Well, I reported about this a few years ago, but now the scientists have published their paper. The lava tubes, there's a lot of lava tubes on the western flanks of the volcano on Mars called Albemarle. These lava tubes are all in the mid-latitudes where you find lots of glacial equipment, and they're only about 750 miles away from where Starship will land, so you got some interesting possibilities here, John.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.